I'm actually being very serious when I say it, like liquor.
There's nothing wrong with liquor.
Not when it's the week of November 18th, and man, is it fucking cold here on the digression. You got JP?
You got Aaron.
And we're going to be talking about stuff, some things that don't matter, some things that do, but just stuff we're going to be talking about.
My nipples could cut glass right now. It's so cold.
Wow, it's not that cold down here, but I would pay good money to see that happen. All right, what are we talking about this week? We got all kinds of stuff, actually. Like, so I got a few movies that we're going to be talking about. Sin City, Obvious Child.
Invasion USA.
Invasion USA, and where would we be without Hercules? Oh, and a little bit of John Lord from Deep Purple for the old folks out there, so we'll get to that, though. In the meantime, I want to hear about a little Chuck Norris. Tell me about Chuck Norris. Invasion USA, that's like 80s, isn't it?
85.
1985.
Listed as action thriller, action. Starring Chuck Norris.
I was in Utah.
I was one.
I was in Utah. Oh,
nice.
I was one with Utah.
I was one. I was one with everything.
It happens.
This movie happened, and it was by accident. It was on TV. I saw Chuck Norris. I'm like, what is this? This can't be good.
What?
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 80s movies of that caliber. I mean, you had Stallone. You had Chuck Norris. You had. Did we have Chuck? We were just beginning to get the flavor of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep, that's true.
But you had to go, in order to respect Van Damme, you had to go through Norris, Stallone, and
I just can't believe this movie had, like, they were saying, like, a $10 million budget.
Well, yeah. I think most of it was paying the bribes and stuff. Was it overseas?
I don't know if it was overseas. No, there was a lot of explosions.
That's the Red Dawn clone.
Yeah, exactly.
That was done here. Yeah, explosives were really expensive in the 80s.
Well, I'm sure they were. You know what else was expensive in the 80s? This line. If you come back in here, I'm going to hit you with so many rights, you're going to beg for a left. Chuck Norris said that in the movie.
I like that. I'll take that. Would you watch it again?
I would watch that thing so many times. There's another part of this movie where a guy's sneaking around in an office building, and outside there's straight-up chaos war. Tanks, helicopters, missiles. It's quiet as can be in this office building.
Well, soundproofing. Sneaking around. No, in the 80s, they took their soundproofing very seriously.
Okay. So he's sneaking around and looking for Chuck Norris, and all of a sudden, randomly, it's just a leg and a boot to the face. A Chuck Norris kick square in the mush.
Wow.
It was
and
epic.
So Chuck Norris wins?
Oh, Chuck Norris wins life.
He gets the win.
Yeah, and it's definitely multiple viewing. Just see this movie for a good chuckle. It is grade A action.
Well, 80s action movies. What was the other one? Commando. Remember Commando with Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I mean, have you ever seen saw blades? Like, he can throw a saw blade like 70 yards, and it'll stick halfway in a guy's skull.
Yep.
Or two saw blades at 70 yards, and they split just perfectly to get both guys.
Of course. Chuck Norris in this movie, he had a part where he had Uzis, two Uzis, but that's not what made it awesome. It's because he's wearing full jean jacket, jeans that are just painted on. See the bulge and everything. He's out there firing from the hip.
I would not have noticed that.
Oh, well, that's what it was. And it's tough not to notice when the camera starts with the bulge centered in the camera.
Okay,
and then,
then you
slowly
get the,
pans up to Chuck.
Okay, homophobia off. You're good to go. Yeah. 2 points, Aaron.
All right. So what do you got?
What was the there was a trio. I think it was a trilogy of Vietnam movies he did. I wish I could remember the name of them because but all three of them. I mean, at one point he comes out of the water with an M60 where he's been hiding, I guess, with bamboo shoots.
He does hide quite a bit.
Is it Missing in Action?
I'll find it.
It may have been missing in action. But he comes out of the water firing the M60 because, you know, everything about the M60 was waterproof, including the rounds. You know, they just – but in slow motion, you know. So, I mean, that takes a lot of planning, I think, on his part. And, of course, things blow up. When Chuck Norris, if he shoots you with a bullet in Vietnam especially or Cambodia, whatever you're in is going to explode. That's just how it works. You could be in a bamboo hut. It's going to fucking explode.
Was it Delta Force, Firewalker, Code of Silence, Missing in Action?
Missing in Action.
Missing in Action 2. The Beginning.
The Beginning. They loved irony, you know?
Even the title's shitty. That's so awesome.
Missing in Action 2, The Beginning. Yeah, okay. So it's a prequel. Yeah. I get it.
Oh,
yeah, how about if we just remove the two and just call it Missing in Action, The Beginning? See, it would make more sense. But no, this is the 80s.
Yeah.
We're ironic.
Yeah, that's right. Missing in Action 2, The Beginning.
Now, I saw a few movies, and there were some surprises here for me, because we saw Sin City. Now, I love Rotten Tomatoes, because Rotten Tomatoes, by the people, for the people, you know, I am a kind of a communist to a degree, but not like the bad communist guys, you know, the good communist guys.
The good ones.
The good ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good, you know, communists, yes.
Well, communism works until you introduce people. Once you bring the human factor into play, the whole equation just goes to shit.
It's like a political, social political ideal that involves people by nature, definition of the word.
If you remove the people factor, by the people, for the people, works great.
I love people. You are knowing this, yes?
Yes. But, like I said, I love Rotten Tomatoes because it's crowd-based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus, you have your reviewers, right? But sometimes I think they miss the mark because I watched Hercules. Now, Hercules, I have good points and bad points, right? I enjoyed Hercules. Is it a multiple viewing movie? No. Not unless you're like 18 and stoned. But it's definitely a single viewing movie, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of giving you a spoiler alert because I'm giving you my rating ahead of the game. But they gave Rotten Tomatoes gave Hercules a 58%, right? Just shy of 60. Okay, I get the splat. That's why they got the splat.
Mm-hmm.
But then they go and give Sin City 40%.
What, now, the new Sin City?
New Sin City, they give... I'm sorry, yeah. The new Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah.
They gave it 40%. And now that's got some big stars in it. You got Mickey Rourke, Jessifer.
Jessifer
Have some
Alber.
More whiskey, John.
Jessifer Alber.
Jessica Alber. No, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, Joseph Gordon.
Love it,
yeah. As you remember him from?
I remember him from Third Rock from the Sun.
Wasn't he in Roseanne as well?
Was he in? Oh, he might have been.
Yeah, he was the little kid, the son.
I just remember him, Third Rock from the Sun.
Wow.
Yeah,
was he really in that?
Yeah,
yes, he was. He was. He was.
The kid with the long hair. Yeah.
The kid with the long hair. That, in that fact, that was his.
Yeah.
In the titles.
Then there was Squinty Eye.
Kid with the long hair.
And then John,
Squinty Eye.
And John Lithgow.
Also a serial killer. You had Rosario Dawson, Bruce Willis, Ava Green, Powers fucking Booth. Now, the older. Or the younger crowd like yourself.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know,
like Powers Booth.
Powers Booth. Who is this fucking guy?
He sounds like a porn
but
star.
But if you look him up on the internet, you go, oh, that guy. And people say that. I mean, you know, it's great writing. The acting was insane. You know, it was easy to suspend belief with the movie. And I thought the storytelling was just fucking awesome. Of course, I like stylized storytelling, right? But then they go and... give that a 40%. I mean, that's like almost an abomination. Did you find a picture of Powers Booth?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Now you're like, oh, that fucking guy. Okay, now you know who he is.
Did they keep the comic book look?
And yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yes,
okay,
they, yeah. Exactly like they did it in the first one, albeit Jessica Alba has a drinking problem, which personally, between you and me, my kind of girl.
Yeah, but that's just fine.
Right?
Yeah, that'll work.
I know. But Hercules, now let's talk about Hercules for a second, because have you seen Hercules yet?
I have not.
You have
not? You're not going to ruin it. Don't worry.
Okay, good. Well, there was, you know, because you got, now you had some big names in Hercules as well. You had Dwayne Johnson. You had Ian McShane, you know, which you've seen him.
Yep.
In quite a few movies. And he was hilarious because he's this kind of prophet guy in the movie, and he keeps prophesizing his own death. Right, he says, "This is the battle I'm going to die in," and then all of a sudden, you see them firing this huge javelin or arrow at him, and then he just sits there and he closes his eyes and spreads his arms and he's waiting. And then someone comes and cuts the arrow down in front of him, and he's like, "God damn it!
Really? No, I look like an idiot.
No, I look like a fucking idiot." But you got John Hurt.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you remember him, he was also in he was in Contact, also Orwell's. 1984, a very young John Hurt. Also in, the guy who did Nymphomaniac, I even wrote fucking notes down and shit, so this didn't happen this time.
This is a part of it.
This is a part. Rufus Sewell was in it.
I don't know Rufus Sewell.
Yes, you do. I guarantee you know who Rufus Sewell is. So just get the phone out and look it up. But Rufus Sewell was also in Knight's Tale with Dead Heath Ledger. Hmm. You have to say Dead Heath Ledger because there could be another Heath Ledger out there who isn't dead. And he'll think I'm talking about him. So if I say Rufus, R-U-F-U-S-S-E-W-E-L-L. I didn't even look at my notes for that. And also,
Yeah, it was right. That was the correct spelling.
I know, right? And then, thank you.
Yes, I do know this guy.
See, he's one of those guys. You see him in a movie, you're like, oh, that guy. I don't know his name, but that's... Now you know, hey, that's Rufus. Rufus.
Oh, the Illusionist. That's... I remember
the Illusionist. From The Illusionist. There was this one actor is a Norwegian actor. Norwegian or Finnish? Is there a difference?
That doesn't matter.
Not a racist thing.
They're blonde hair, blue-eyed white dudes.
They're
blonde hair.
They're all pretty, so it doesn't matter. Either way, Axel Henny, he's a big Norwegian slash Finnish slash Swedish actor guy.
Mm-hmm.
He played this mute warrior who Hercules found as a baby.
Okay.
In this war-torn place that completely was shredded, and the kid had seen all kinds of ugly stuff. So he'd
seen some shit.
He'd been there.
Okay.
And so he didn't talk. Mm-hmm. He was a mute. And I liked his character in there because you could really feel for him. And then, well, we're okay with spoilers, right?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, this is digression.
It's Hercules.
Hercules, for Christ's sake.
I'm not expecting a great script.
Well, you know, and of all the guys of Hercules' band, this is the guy who dies. The guy who deserves to die the fucking least is the guy who fucking died. But he died in a badass way, man. Like, he's running towards that fucking enemy's front line. They're firing arrows at him. By the time he gets there, he literally has like a six-pack of arrows. sticking out of him, and he still kills like eight dudes. You
nice six pack, bro. Look at mine.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna die a badass. You are gonna die a pussy.
That's right.
So, Hercules, would I see it again? No, it's definitely a single viewing. I mean, I think it's a must see single viewing,
okay,
just because it does have some great elements. Is it paint by numbers? Yes, you know, is it
So rent it or see it in
rent
the theater.
Rent it, yes. Yeah. We'll go with... No, don't see it. I don't think it's in the theater anymore. Oh. Unless you got...
It didn't have a lengthy...
No. Theater. I mean, it might be in the dollar theaters. But okay. Then you got to sit in, like, oddly sticky seats.
And there's a dude sitting next to you with, like, a coat over his lap, and you can't see his hands,
or
and
the
you're really
bucket,
worried.
The popcorn bucket in his lap.
Oh, yeah.
Tightly held to his lap.
And he's giggling and wiggling, and this is not good.
Not a hat. Another... what else have you seen? You have to have seen something else. Come on.
I've seen lots of things. I saw the John Lord documentary. Half of it. Let's just put it this way. It was not what we expected.
We expected John Lord, you know, for the younger kids out there going, hey, the fuck is John Lord?
John Lord.
Okay, obviously our audience is English.
Yeah, well, we're really hot in Britain.
Oh, yeah, we're big in,
in Britain.
Bristol.
We listen to Jack.
Jack FM.
Jack FM.
Playing what we want till Amy Winehouse comes out with her next CD. What was the other thing they said? Congratulations to Amy Winehouse for 3 years of sobriety. It's like, dude, you're colder than me.
It's not too soon.
She's been gone long enough. Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's good. That hair is probably...
Yeah, John Lord is a keyboardist for Deep Purple.
Fantastic keyboard. God, probably one of the premier keyboardists. Yep. I mean... And one of the things, I mean, when we were watching the show, you know, I was hoping, let's see some of his licks, some of the shit he used to do. And they were really going off about a lot of the classical stuff.
How about some footage, too? I wanted to know stuff that happened behind the scenes of Deep Purple. I wanted it to be focused on Deep Purple.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Else.
And there was no footage.
None.
I don't think we saw John Lord once.
Needless to say, if you're going to see... he's dead. But, yeah, they didn't show any footage
of him. Any footage of him either.
Honestly, I don't remember what he looked like.
I do. He's like beard and mustache gray.
And always
by a keyboard.
We're really descriptive here in the digression. I'm like the kid from Third Rock in the Sun and the long hair.
The guy with the long hair.
And he had a beard. And
this guy had a beard and a keyboard.
Yeah, and this whole movie... was about a dedication concert they were doing for him, where they were taking all of his music and mixing in some Deep Purple and some orchestra, and that's what the whole thing was about.
And I can appreciate that, but the guy who who's leading the orchestra, he looked like what's his name from Animal House?
Belushi.
No, not Belushi. The guy who's they got the Cadillac from the car they sweet Jesus! I should know this. I saw it 12 times, but I was really high every time. It was the 70s. Everybody was doing it. Fuck off.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, it was cool to see like Bruce Dickinson and a few of the other older members of and Rick Wakeman.
Rick that
was
Wakeman pretty
cool from Yes. It was interesting.
In a lot of the other different lineups of Deep Purple, but. You know, I think if you see the Celebration of John Lord and you're like, holy fuck, I got to run out and get that from Amazon or wherever you buy your stuff, you might be disappointed if you're... So, we're reviewing this movie, thing.
We kind of are. Yeah.
I'm not saying it sucked. It did not suck because John Lord, Deep Purple and everything, I mean, it was a great video, but it's not what you expect.
I had more fun listening to Made in Japan, Lazy.
Yes, afterwards, I had to cleanse. Aaron had never actually heard Lazy by...
Not the live version,
The live version, from Made in Japan, which is phenomenal. I mean, you got Richie Blackmore, you got John Lord, and they're just like... It's not a gay thing, but it's like you got that guitar and the organ just making sweet fucking love in Japan, home of tentacle porn,
and then that voice comes in just ripping over
the
top.
Voice, and God, insane. He could hit it. And it was just insane back in the day. And then we also, by the way, after this, before we go on to the next movie,
I know where this is going.
On YouTube, if you are FANTC,
your username,
FANTC. Afterwards, I wanted to show my friend and colleague, comrade. Whatever you want to call him, Ted Nugent, Hibernation from Double Life Gonzo. Well, FANTC posted this song, and FANTC, if you edited that, because whoever the fucktard is who felt the need to edit something that was already perfect and put it up on fucking YouTube as if you were doing us a favor, I need you to go drown yourself in a fucking vat of boiling oil, please.
Listeners need to understand, this is one of the anthems of JP's life.
This is,
fuck with that.
You don't mess with perfection. You know, it's like trying to edit the orgasm. You don't do that. You know, so FANTC, FANTC, if you're looking, or you're listening to this, just end your fucking life if you're the one who edited that. Now, if you just found it and said, hey, this is a cool song, I should put it on YouTube, I forgive you.
We're cool with you, bro.
You're cool. You're awesome. You can come on the show and redeem yourself. Yep. Redeem your pathetic, shitty fucking soul for putting that up. End of rant.
So, back to movies.
Back to movies. No. They call it a digression for a reason.
So, if you're expecting a Deep Purple, behind the scenes type of thing, you're not going to get that.
You're
don't
not going to get
this.
It with the Celebration of John Lord.
If
you're appreciative of everything John Lord did from a music standpoint that centers on classical and orchestral music, go watch it. Because I love orchestral. I mean, Franz fucking Liszt is one of my favorite composers. Well, him and
who's the guy, cat chasing a mouse or something like that?
That's the Hungarian Rhapsodies. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, it's so visual. You know, that and Amadeus Mozart. Mozart's another one. I mean, I can, between Liszt and Amadeus, I can spot their music. Beethoven's pretty able to spot, too. And I'm not dogging Beethoven when I say that. Deaf, able to play concertos when he was like, five, four?
What a hack.
What a hack. Anyway,
if you're into that sort of thing with classical, I say go see it.
Yeah, otherwise, it's really kind of a boring drama piece.
Yeah, it was not.
I mean, if you have to cleanse yourself with a live version of Lazy Made in Japan, home of tentacle porn, do it.
That's true. there's no tentacle porn at the Made in Japan live show.
Because a lot of people don't realize that Deep Purple, as I said earlier, and I'm reiterating this for the fans.
The millions
many
of
fans. They were a blues band, and when you listen, I mean, Lazy is a jam song. I mean, you got keyboards, you got drums, you got guitar, you got the bass line, and then you got a fucking harmonica. Who brings a harmonica to Japan?
That's like bringing, who brings a harmonica to a knife fight?
Exactly. Same thing. You're there. You're there. Yeah, you've never seen a harmonica in tentacle porn until now.
You will.
You will.
No, I love it because they play blues stuff, but it's some of the, like you listen to Highway Star or something like that, it's sped up.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear Highway Star, I immediately want to jump into a car and drive fucking fast.
Really fast.
Really.
Too fast.
Yeah, like not responsible amount of speed.
I know, and there's lots of children on the roads nowadays.
Well,
not so much in the wintertime.
I would have to say it is worth the death of one child to give me the joy of listening to Highway Star at high speed.
Okay, we'll take
it's
that.
It's selfish, I get it, but it's fun.
And we're racially diverse.
Oh, yeah, so it doesn't, yeah, any child.
We don't care where what demographic said child comes from.
Yes, exactly.
In fact, I think it's preferred that it's a Caucasian child.
That's right. Yeah, this is
preferably from a wealthy neighborhood.
There's plenty of those around here.
There are a lot of those around here.
I've got a high chance of making
you know what?
This come
fuck
true.
It. We should go for the high schoolers because there's some spoiled ass Caucasian high schoolers in this neighborhood.
And digressed.
Digressed. Okay. What was another one I saw? So anyway, let's just jog back a little bit.
Hercules. You're still on
that. No, Hercules. Watch it once.
Yep. That's right. We
and then forget
rent
about
it. That's right.
Sin City, though. Definitely. That, from my perspective, I haven't even finished the fucking movie. I'm halfway through it. I'd watch it again. I would start it over again. If someone said, hey, I haven't seen it yet, let's start it over again, because it's just that good.
Maybe it got such horrible ratings because the ending was shit.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, that's what I mean. So I wonder if that's... So, okay.
Oh, thanks for just setting the stage.
No. So, no. Yeah, no, the second half's going to suck.
Now in my head, the ending's going to suck.
The first half of the movie got the entire budget, and the rest of it's just like, what
they
the
phoned
fuck
it in.
Is this?
It's just stick figure
this
theater.
This looks like shit. No, so did it stay true to the original?
Yes.
Okay, so
I thought it stayed true to the original as far as the stylization of the actual story went.
Okay.
I thought they did a good job there. Definitely, gotcha. Most definitely. Another one. That I caught, Brenda and I caught.
Ooh, Brenda.
Kind
you
of a chick
Brenda.
Flick.
Brenda, ding, ding.
So, guys, for the guys who are listening, because you love hearing me say fuck, and I do that a lot, invite the wife, the girlfriend, the love interest, be them male or female, into the room, because I watched Obvious Child, which is a chick flick from hell.
Oh, boy.
It's a good fucking movie. It's a good fucking movie.
What?
You got Jenny Slate. You know her. She's a chick with a beak, right? Gabby Hoffman, who she was also in Uncle Buck. She was a little girl in Uncle Buck.
Holy crap.
Yeah. She did a lot of kid movies. You got Jake Lacy. David Cross, a fat-er David Cross, because he's usually kind of skinny.
He's got the bald.
But here he's got a lot of what I like to call water weight, as they say on the planet Arrakis in Dune. And also Richard Kind, who you'll remember from what's his name, the cousin in Mad About You.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'm sorry, not the cousin. Shit, damn it. He was Fran's husband in Mad About You. They get a divorce, and then he goes and around the world and stuff, and nails other chicks, and leaves Fran sad and lonely. But guys do that.
Yeah.
It was fresh. It was about abortion, unwed pregnancies, and it's funny and poignant.
Was it about fresh abortions and unwed
pregnancies? I like the way you think, but technically, because you know, she basically gets pregnant, has an abortion, but she's a comedian. She's like a stand-up comedian, so she goes upstage and on stage and talks about. She's very open about it, and I liked it.
Yep.
Brenda liked it. It was. Very straightforward as far as romantic. I'm sorry. It was not straightforward as romantic comedies go.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't say it was paint my numbers in any way, shape, or form, because there was a lot of things, a lot of turns you didn't expect.
Yep.
You know.
So it had the comedy, and then it got serious at points. And
yeah. It had the seriousness where it belonged, but the comedy was where it belonged, and there was awkwardness, but it wasn't that like. Magnolia awkwardness.
Okay, sure.
You know, which I love the movie Magnolia, 3 hours of my life. I'll probably never get back. But where else can you watch a movie with William H. Macy and it's raining frogs? you know.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Did you ever
see... Oh, and Philip Seymour Hoffman was in that one.
No, that's not his last movie, right?
No, that... Oh, God, no. That's one of his many in the middle.
Yeah, it was coming... Because he did a lot of work.
He did a lot of fucking work. But, in fact, I would have to say, don't laugh, between Tom Cruise in the movie and Philip Seymour Hoffman, those two really nailed... Yeah, John C. Reilly in the movie, too, as well. Probably didn't know that.
In which movie?
Magnolia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see. Tom Cruise played this macho, masculine, self-help kind of guy who did, like, these big spoken word things where okay. he... in empower men to be dicks, you know, okay. and basically. And Philip and his dad was dying, and Philip Seymour Hoffman is a hospice worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you ever watch the movie, for one thing, watch it for Philip Seymour Hoffman's piece, because his bit as the hospice worker is so touching and so intense, because he is there for... He's literally... What am I trying to say? You know, you got Tom Cruise, who's estranged from his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember who played his dad, but, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman makes a point of calling John or Tom Cruise and saying, hey, your dad's got just a little bit of time left. You should come over here and talk to him, you know.
Yep.
And it's totally out of the... you know, he's violating the boundaries of what he's supposed to do. But... Philip Seymour Hoffman is just, it's a very powerful performance, and I highly recommend it. Another fun Philip Seymour Hoffman, because this is a digression, and this is what we do, is a movie with Robert De Niro called Flawless.
Wow, where, I've seen that.
Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a drag queen who's also a vocal coach.
What?
Yes, I know, right? And De Niro is a cop, a bigot cop who gets shot in the head while on the job, and they assign Philip Seymour Hoffman to be his vocal coach. And it's just all about that dynamic, you know, the bigot and the, you know, the drag queen. And that's a phenomenal movie. And I know a lot of the macho guys out there going, you're watching a movie about some fag, you know. It's like, fuck those guys, because it's a great fucking movie, and I highly recommend it. Jenny Slate, just to get back to where we were, was also... She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in Field of Dreams.
Oh, wow.
She was in Sleepless in Seattle, Volcano. I said Uncle Buck.
Volcano.
I know, Volcano, which is a fun, guilty fucking pleasure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know,
that's like the core.
She was also on the show Louie for a little while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, 200 cigarettes. So
Yep. I've seen that. Okay.
Sorry, that was Gabby Hoffman, not Jenny Slate.
Yeah, I was going
to say. No. I'm sorry. I've been drinking the good whiskey tonight, so I'm just going to have to ask I'm not going to ask.
Ice ball in the good whiskey.
But if you haven't seen a movie this week, get the fuck off the couch, leave work.
Or sit on a couch and watch it on Netflix.
Go to a theater. Support your local fucking theater, because these places are going to the conglomerates. And don't get me wrong, AMC, I love you, but you didn't return my fucking emails when I asked you for tickets so we could go see some movies, so we could review the fucking movies that you show on your goddamn screens, but you couldn't return it. But...
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yes, they're dicks. But go see them anyway. Anyway... No, go to a movie. Yeah, get out. You know, yep. I mean, I love watching movies at home just like any other guy, but you know what? I love the theater experience. In fact, Aaron and I, unbeknownst to him, are going to go see Interstellar this week. I'd like to go see it Thursday, but that's football night, and he can't get away from...
I can't.
He can't do it on Thursday.
We can go see it on...
What are you doing tomorrow night?
The weekend.
I'm asking him what you're doing tomorrow night.
I'm busy tomorrow night.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
I'm busy tomorrow
night. He's busy tomorrow night. All right, you know what? Fine. I didn't want to go see it with you tomorrow night anyway. But if you
That's not very nice.
I couldn't. I don't know if I can. Maybe we can. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about that off the air. Obviously, we're having a spat.
We're fighting.
On air spat.
We always fight when you drink.
You always fight when we drink.
No, let's go see it the weekend or next week.
Yeah, because Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. Can you name a bad Matthew McConaughey movie?
None that I can think of right now.
I know, right? I mean, even the worst Matthew McConaughey movie you've ever seen was fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, because he just says those things that just, you know, they're just so deep and introspective. You could just listen to that motherfucker all day long.
All right.
He does that. What's another one I want to see? Oh, it's an older movie. It's probably about 8 years old, and you've seen it, JCVD.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah, I've seen that.
Oddly enough, the reason I want to see that movie is on Reddit here a long time ago, or maybe it was Space Ghetto. I don't know. But there was a clip from him, and I think it's towards the end of the movie, where he's sitting like in an elevator shaft or a loading dock or something like that, and he's kind of lamenting about how much he's fucked up his life.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about the movie JCVD that a lot of people don't realize is it's kind of a biopic wrapped in fiction.
Yep, it's exactly what it is.
And he's very poignant about how much he stepped on his dick throughout his life, let alone his career. And I think that's why I want to see it, because I really enjoy actors who not so much can be self-deprecating, but can just be honest about who they are.
You'll definitely get that out of this. And it's worth it just to see the opening scene.
I've seen the opening scene. Yeah, no, I've seen like
really
the first
cool.
20. Yeah. I've seen it all the way into the bank robbery.
Okay.
Where everyone thinks he's robbing the bank.
Yep. I gotcha.
And then for some odd reason, I don't know, I got distracted because I probably didn't have Ritalin or Adderall.
Ooh, a squirrel.
Hey, it's shiny.
It is a shiny
squirrel.
I must capture it.
This is the digression. Have we missed anything?
No, I think we covered everything.
I think we got everything. This is the digression for the week of
Navi 18.
Wow, that was like Latin, kind of.
Sort of. It was gibberish.
Gingibberish. Like gingers with gibberish. Gibberish gingers. Anyway, this is JP.
This is Aaron.
And we are so out of here, you can't even see us yet.
Peace out, people.
But we love you.